Hi everyone, let me tell you about a prophet from the Old Testament, from the Book of 1 Kings. His name is Elijah, and he spent 40 days in isolation, ending up spending the night in a cave. Now, I don't have a cave, but I've got an attic, and like a cave, an attic's got spiders and other creepy crawlies, and hopefully no scorpions. Anyway, why was he in the cave? Well, the people of Israel had stopped following the one true God, and were worshipping this idol Baal. Now, God had used Elijah to perform great miracles to show how false Baal was, that he was just a piece of wood with a face painted on. Now, the king Ahab and the queen Jezebel, they loved Baal, and so they hated Elijah for what he'd done and wanted to kill him. So they set all their soldiers on him. Elijah was afraid and ran away and hid, putting himself into isolation. Not because of a virus that might kill him, but because of soldiers who would kill him. And I suppose during all those days on his own, with only his pet locust for company, it was hard not knowing what's happening from day to day. Well, day 40, Elijah was in a cave in Mount Horeb, and God said to him, "Why are you here?" And Elijah said, "Ahab's tried to kill me, and he's killed all the other prophets, and I don't know what's going on, and my locust doesn't know what's going on, and I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I have no idea, I'm totally lost." And God said, "Tomorrow go out and you will meet me." So the next day, Elijah went out during his hour of allowed exercise and met God. Not in some great earthquake or fire or anything grand like that. No, in the silence. And God told him what God wanted him to do and where to go. And Elijah went. God also told him that there were 7,000 other prophets of God who Elijah didn't know about. Elijah wasn't on his own. He may have been on his own in the cave, but he wasn't on his own doing God's will. So Elijah went out. And that's the situation we're in. We don't know what's going on, when it's going to end, but we do know God is in control, and God has a plan, and we just have to follow that plan and do God's will. So that is the story of Elijah in the cave in Mount Horeb, following God's plan and will. Now, my job now is to tidy up this attic. Right, bye.